Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Denise Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul bring in the news to your ears? This is the place for
Love Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Denise Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The gospel hour of power. I bring power.
Bring in the news to your ears.
On your Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Y'all know it's none other than your host, Janice Jackson. Amen. Coming to you live from Houston, Texas. Amen. It is a great, great day. I mean, the awkward thing they said is going to happen to us. Amen. Is the low of 52. Amen. It's going to be a little bit chilly tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So get ready for it. Amen. I know it's awkward. Amen. But hey, this is Houston, Texas, and our weather, amen, is unpredictable. Today, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Highs around 80. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For your Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning. Then becoming partly, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Your Wednesday night, mostly clear early in the evening and becoming partly cloudy. Warmer lows in the lower 60, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Amen. Ain't God good? Yeah, I said it. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. He is truly good. Amen. And he is truly, amen, blessing his people. But do you want to be blessed? Do you have a mind to be blessed? I mean, I don't know about you, amen, but I want God to break every yoke of bondage off of my life through the power of the word of God. Amen. And God is doing it, praise God. None of us are perfect, praise God, but God, amen, makes up for our shortcomings, praise God. He comes in and he turns our lives around, amen, where man said you would be nothing. God said that you are greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. I want you to keep your eyes, amen, on the prize, which is Jesus Christ, pressed for the mark for the prize of the high calling. Amen. In Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome to My Gospel Soul today. Amen. We're going to be blessing you, encouraging your spirit. Amen. We're going to be letting you know, amen, that in everything you need to give thanks, praise God. Going to be reading the scripture to you, amen, out of the book of John 6 and 11. Amen. Well, John 6 and 10. Just want to bless you a little bit and let you know, amen, it doesn't matter about the little bit. God will increase you if you just have faith. The next song that you will hear, amen, before we come back with the word of God, amen, it's by Deacon Ham, and it's called Move Me Music, right here on My Gospel Soul.
words, one after another. It sounds kind of strange, but I like this part. Cause as the lines start to form, then I'll pause my heart. Sometimes I have to stop and hold up for a second and let God drive this car for I commence to wreck it. Tears may start to form and they may even start to grow. Cause every rhyme I write is part of body and soul. My mind can draw a blank, but if I close my eyes, it's raised, part the skies, then I'll pause more lines. I pray before I write so his will is done. Because every line I write will praise the Father and Son. As the Holy Spirit, my witness, every word brings praise. And this is not a phase, this is to the end of days. I pray every line I write, the whole world can use it. I'ma touch the world with this movement music. I clap my hands to this movement music. I start to dance to this movement music. My heart beats for this movement music. I start my feet to this movement music. I praise dance to this movement music. I tell a friend about this movement music. My soul is changed by this movement music. I praise his name with this movement music.
I know we get a little sweat.
Come on.
That's all right.
It's Lord, they come this right walk.
Just praise his name. That's all we got to do.
Verse 2 is just as real as the first. Feel the adrenaline rush as it pounds through your shirt. I'm gonna praise his name until I leave this earth. And that's why I praise his name even when life hurts. I've been blessed with many talents, but this one is ordained. He removes my flesh and burns it daily until my soul is changed. I'm a living testimony of his grace and his mercy. Sustain me through rushes of death, though I'm not worthy. My soul is but anchored even in the deepest of rough seas. God said it, I believe it, that's that. He loves me. God is good all the time and all the time. God is good, it's nothing but Jesus Christ who brought me through the woods. He could have left me to die in my city the same, but he died upon the cross so I can live again. The gifts we've been given, we can use it or lose it. So I'm going to use it to make this movement music. I clap my hands to this movement music. I start to dance to this movement music. My heart beats for this movement music. I start my feet to this movement music. I praise dance to this movement music. I tell a friend about this movement music. My soul is changed by this movement music. I praise his name with this movement music.
It's our time to finally take a stand and grasp each other's hands and be about our master's plan. We're fighting a good fight against a worthless adversary, and if we keep our eyes focused, we'll never have the chair. So be prepared, in season and out. He'll stir up your blessing and he'll bring you out.
Our feet may blister and our bones may ache. We may bend a little, but we won't break. The race doesn't go to the swift, my friend. It goes to the steadfast who endure to the end. So get your armor and get your sword and your shield. Your couple like-minded as we take the battlefield. Cause he that began a great work in you, he will not stop until that great work is through. So lend me your ear and I'll take you there. I intercede and pray so we can all stay prepared. I clap my hands to this movement music. I start to dance to this movement music. My heart beats for this movement music. I start my feet to this movement music. I praise dance to this movement music. I tell a friend about this movement music. My soul is changed by this movement music. I praise his name with this movement music. I clap my hands to this movement music. I start to dance to this movement music. My heart beats movement music. I start my feet to this movement music. I praise dance to this movement music. I tell a friend about this movement music. My soul is changed by this movement music. I praise his name with this movement music. Now give the Lord a hand clap. 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 Now give the Lord a hand clap.
Move me, music. I love to play that, amen, because every time I hear that song, amen, I just get excited, amen. I praise dance to this moving music. Amen, amen. Deacon Ham, amen, letting you know how it go. Amen, in the household of Christ. Amen. We just love God here on My Gospel Soul. And today we're going to be talking about giving thanks. Amen. God is doing so much for us.
praise God, that sometimes, amen, our little bit, amen, we begin to complain about our little bit. We begin to pray prayers that are, Lord, when you going to move, when you going to do this, and you said we supposed to have, and all this kind of stuff. And we forget to say thank you for the things that we have already. We take for granted, amen, his grace and his mercy. We take for granted that we eat every day. We take for granted, amen, that our children are healthy, praise God. And even if our children do, you know, have issues, praise God, we take for granted the fact that they are our children, and we have our children, praise God. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity today to just encourage you to thank God, amen, thank God, amen. Hallelujah. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his peace. Thank him for his goodness. I mean, just thank him. Praise God. He didn't have to do the things that he's already done for us. Amen. But he does them. Amen. He wakes us up faithfully every morning. Praise God. He starts us on our way. Amen. To get to the workplace. Praise God. To get our children to school. Praise God. Without accident, harm, and danger. Praise God. Is we take these things for granted. You know, every day on the news we see people dying and the children coming up missing. And after a while, after the child's been missing for a while, they just ask for the body to be recovered. I mean, and they're going through grieving, and young girls being murdered, and young men being shot and killed, and all kinds of things happening, praise God. And when we walk out that house in the morning and we return and our children are intact, our wives and husbands are intact, our life still come on, our house is still standing, there's no fire. I mean, all of these things, amen, that we take for granted, amen, we have the nerve to complain because it's not as grand as sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so or those that are not living a life that's pleasing in the eyesight of God. The word of God says in the Old Testament, it says, my foot almost slipped when I looked on the wealth of the wicked. And a lot of times we get caught up on what the wicked have, praise God. And we say, well, Lord, I've been serving you this many years. I've been serving you that many years. And someone say, I've been serving you upteen years and all this kind of stuff. And before you know it, amen, you have developed a spirit of complaining. You have developed a spirit of being unappreciative of what God is already doing in your life, praise God. Because I look at, amen, the great loss that the difference cities have gone through, countries have gone through great loss. They in one day lose their whole city, lose their whole family, lose, I'm talking about, amen, the devastation that is happening all over the world. And we have the nerve to complain because we can't buy that new purse, or we don't have that extra money to get that new pair of shoes or boots we've always wanted. We have the nerve, amen. We got 15 pair of shoes in our closet, but we have the nerve, amen, to complain. Oh, I need more hours. I'm mad because I can't drive what I want to drive, but you haven't given God the praise at the fact that you have something to drive. Praise God, amen. A lot of people are on the bus taking public transportation, amen, and you can't tell them thank you, praise God. You can't take out time to say thank you. I want to stop you this afternoon and say, just tell him thank you, praise God. Just give him the glory, give him the honor, and give him the praise, because we are a ungrateful body of people sometimes. We can take things for granted quick. Before we know it, we can begin to complain if we allow ourselves to overlook, amen, what God is doing in our lives. It takes me to the story of how Jesus fed the 5,000, praise God, 5,000 plus, amen, and it just blessed me, amen, to tell the story of how he took that little lunch, like with people like say, took the little boy's lunch and he fed over 5,000 people. Praise God. But what blessed me, praise God, is the people that follows God, the people that follow Jesus, praise God. It didn't say they complained about being hungry. It didn't say, amen, they followed him for food. It didn't say they followed him for riches. It did not say they followed him, amen, for silver and gold. It didn't say that they followed him, amen, so that they could be popular or they could be get a name for themselves. He carried something within him, praise God, that could not be purchased, that could not come with with popularity, praise God. He carried something, amen, that could satisfy the soul, not like money, not like food, not like any of that, but he carried something, amen, that would cause them to walk into a wealthy place. And when I say wealth, I don't mean a place, amen, where money, well, I'm talking about money, praise God. A lot of us, amen, we follow God, amen, for materialistic things. We follow God, amen, so that we can have things, praise God, so that we so somebody, amen, those that said we'll never be nothing, so we can all of a sudden we something now, praise God. We don't follow God for the sheer, for the just to know him. Glory be to God. We don't follow him just because he is the one that is the author and finisher of our faith. We don't follow him because he created us to. We don't follow, some of us, amen, are not following him, praise God, because we desire, amen, or we hunger and thirst after righteousness, praise God. We are following him, praise God, because we want him to bless us financially. New house, new car, that bank account, praise God. We have the nerve to seek after him, praise God, and for the things that he's already done in our life, we have not even said thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Now it says in the word of God in John, oh, glory to God. It says in John 6, St. John 6, amen. It says, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, which shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now get this, amen. It says, when Jesus lifted up his eyes, amen, and saw a great company come unto him. See, what we don't understand, a lot of us pray prayers, praise God, as though he can't see us, as though he don't see our struggle, as though he don't see what we're going through. A lot of us pray, amen, and ask amiss, as though God, as though he's ignorant at the fact that a bill has come in, as though he's ignorant to the fact that you have a necessity, you have a need, amen. We pray to God as though he's ignorant to the fact and as though he only looks at us when we speak to him, praise God. But it says to encourage you, amen, to allow Jesus, amen, to meet the need, praise God. Again, we pray, amen, in a way as though Jesus don't know us, amen. But I want you to ask yourself, do you really know who you serve? Because if you know who you serve, most of the complaining that you do, praise God, most of the outrageous things that you do when you are in your anxieties, praise God, most of the things that you do that are out of the will of God because you are impatient, you wouldn't do if you knew who you serve, praise God. Oh, glory be to God. In verse 6, John 6 and 6, it says, and this he said to prove him. He said, for he himself knew what he would do. So when he asked Philip the question, which shall we buy bread that thieves may eat. It says, he said, proving not. See, he already knew what he was going to do, but he put the question before Philip. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It says, for he himself knew what he would do. Praise God. In verse 7, it says, Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Now, get that. Jesus let it be known, praise God, that it's not enough. Amen. He let it be known, praise God, because sometimes in our lives, situation arise so that you can understand that Jesus' name, amen, is written all over that, praise God. This is an area, amen, of God's expertise, praise God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, you said we ain't supposed to go without and never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. He knew you would say that. Praise God. He knew that you would say, I don't have enough. He said, but wait a minute, amen, because I already know what I'm going to do. But I just wanted you to say it out loud, amen, so I can show you who I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Philip say it's not enough to feed everybody. Praise God. It's not. It's just not enough. Amen. In verse 8, praise God, it says, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here, oh, glory be to God, which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among many? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, amen, but I came up in a family, amen, it was 8+, amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes, amen, glory to God, it was a couple of pack of noodles, praise God. Amen. And Sister Cook would put that couple of pack of noodles, amen, in a pot, praise God. Amen. You got 8+, glory be to God. And we had to eat. Oh, glory be to God. She fed 8 people. Come on now. Out of 3 packs of noodles. Glory be to God. Y'all know about them Roman noodles. And she didn't stop, amen. Now, we looked at it. Now, the children, we looked at it and we said, now, how are we going to eat? Glory be to God. How are we going to eat off of 3 packs of noodles? It's 8 of us up in here. How are we going to eat off of 3 packs of noodles, praise God? But when we looked over at our mother, amen, and she said, put them in the pot. Oh, glory be, we knew we were going to eat. And this is what was happening right here, praise God. When you know who you serve, amen, when you know, amen, who your Father is, praise God, and what he's capable of, praise God, when life comes in your life, amen, you should just tell him thank you. Oh, glory be to God. You should just already have in your spirit, praise God, that God, amen, is about to work it out. Why? Because his name is written all over it. Oh, glory be to God. Simon Peter's brother, amen, Andrew said, there's a lad. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's a lad which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Glory be to God. You're saying, all I got right now is my paycheck, and I see about 3 bills. Now, how is my paycheck?
So the men sat down, and in number about 5,000.
Lord have mercy. Now, it was the men, oh, glory be to God. Now, get this. 5,000 men sat down in the grass, praise God. Now, that lets you know, praise God, that it was more than 5,000. See, everything that God does, amen, we need to use it as a learning tool, praise God. Sometimes we say, well, 50, we'll put this over to the side, and then we'll go ahead and put this over to the side, and then now what we got left? Because, amen, was working it out before it even came about, praise God. Before you even looked upon it, he was working it out. Glory be to God. In verse 11, praise God, it says, and Jesus took the loaves. And when he had, now this is it right here. See, after this, I could stop reading. But it says right here, this is the point right here. Amen. And the Lord said, this is where I teach. See, in everything, Jesus taught us something. And when he had given thanks, see, I teach this in my ministry, praise God. You, in the word of God, it says, in all things give thanks. A lot of people think that the increase came when he began to pass it out, praise God. No, the increase came when he gave thanks. When you say thank you, glory be to God, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, that me and my wife are fighting, or me and my husband are fighting. Guess what? Your husband or your wife may walk in the door with a good attitude. Lord, I thank you that this check, that I got this $150 check, even though your bills are 500 and something, praise God, or more than that, God will, oh, Lord have mercy. Somebody will say, here the money I owed you. Here. God told me to bless you. A check will come through the mail from somewhere that you had forgot about, praise God, but you got a first. Say thank you. We be complaining. God, Lord, this ain't gonna work. I can't pay the bill. That's the point. Not you, that you was ungrateful. That you was an ungrateful child, or that you was an ungrateful person. Praise God. When somebody gave you something, you had to say thank you. Glory be to God. What you're supposed to say. Amen. And I pose that question to you all today. Amen. If God, amen, woke you up this morning, what you supposed to say? Amen. If God gave you food to eat, amen. Because I look at my watch right now, it's 4:30, amen, in Houston, Texas, praise God. That means to say what you supposed to say. See, sometimes, amen, it's just as simple as saying, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I need you to do this. Lord, I need you to do that. But you didn't tell me thank you, and I woke you up this morning. You didn't tell me thank you, and I woke your children up. You didn't tell me thank you, and I let your wife get to work safely. You didn't tell me thank you. See, sometimes, amen, we walk around, amen, and some of us don't even understand that we're ungrateful. Some of us don't even understand, praise God, that we've taken the grace of God for granted, praise God. Well, I'm here to tell you today, amen, what you're supposed to say, amen. Like old school said, what you're supposed to say? Oh, glory be to God. You still have your job. Oh, tell him thank you. You still have peace of mind. Tell him thank you. Oh, glory be to God. Got a roof over your head. Tell him thank you. Oh, amen. But when I wake up every morning, amen, it's the things I went through in my life, praise God. And when I wake up every morning, I say, thank you, Lord, for another day. I say it quick. I train myself to say it. Why? Because it wasn't promised to me. Oh, glory be to God. Every time I sat on the floor yesterday, amen, in my living room, and I was painting. I was doing some painting. And I had some children over, and I was teaching them, amen, about abstract art and all this kind of stuff, amen, and we were painting a portrait, amen. And one of the children, they say, Pastor Jackson, I didn't know you could paint. You can draw, faint, paint, all that. I said, thank you, Jesus. Because the glory don't belong to me. It belongs to the Lord. And sometimes, amen, we think just because our hands are doing it, amen, that we are responsible for it. You're not responsible for it. Your alarm clock didn't wake you up this morning. God did. With our chest stuck out and our shoulders back as though we got favor and favor ain't fair. And so when we forget to say thank you. Because even for the favor on your life, you should say thank you. Oh, glory be to God. My yard, amen, had grown. I mean, it was my yard was raggedy looking, y'all. Amen. I got a knock on the door and say, we're going to cut your yard every 2 weeks, Pastor Jackson. I say, thank you. Ran around the house saying, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. It's the little things. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the little things, praise God. Sometimes, amen, we have lived such a lavish life, praise God. We have had everything at our fingertips, praise God. We have had access, amen, doors open, praise God, so we just get used to everything going our way, amen. And we forget, amen, that if it wasn't for his grace, if it wasn't for his mercy, praise God, your life could have been totally different. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, my gospel soul, amen. Just sharing with you, amen, that we, amen, as men and women of God, amen, and as saints of God, we need to tell God thank you more, amen. We need to worship and praise him more. Some people don't shout in church or dance in church until God do something great in their life, until God do something spectacular, or what they claim is spectacular. They'll sit in church the whole service and never say a word. Because ain't nothing amazing happened in their life. I beg to differ, praise God. Lord have mercy. Every time I go, I know when I go to church, amen, or in a service, amen, I say yes about 15 billion times. I mean, because the service be so good to me, because I'm not into the person, amen, that's surrendering service, amen. I'm into the person that they are surrendering service about, praise God. He's done too much for me, amen, for me to not say thank you. Glory be to God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. It's good to me, y'all. Amen. Ah, glory to God. Amen. We'll come back from this break. Amen. We'll talk a little bit more. Amen. But you know I got to ask my question. Amen. Y'all get ready for that question. Amen. When we come back, this is Lil Robbie. Amen. Saying, oh, my, right here. Oh, my gospel soul.
With a nice like flow, see oh my soul, rip it Christ like bow, rip it Christ like bow, ain't a pretzel, don't get it twisted, I'm speaking in tongues, I ain't gone ballistic, whoever said that church is boring, must have been in confession, hung over yeah. Snoring, oh my, hands in the sky for the most, mean to cut you off like a
unpaid life bill. Oh. Throw you off track like the Metro light rail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get saved. Cause when Jesus comes back, they trying to stay.
No,
excuse me for lending a helping hand. Don't forget the nails and the sledgehammer, take a slam. You went through with a substitution for us. This nation was founded on the word of God we trust. So take it back to the street, bring it back to the block. Take it back to the most high. That's right, I rep the Christ. If you want to shame of his name, put your hands in the air. Unashamed of his name, put your hands in the air. If you want to shame, put your hands in the air. Wave him like you just don't care. If you want to shame of his name, put your hands in the air. Unashamed of his name, put your hands in the air. If you want to shame, put your hands in the air. Wave him like you just don't care.
Amen, amen. That was Lil Roddy, amen, saying, oh, my hands in the sky for the most high. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. I love God, amen. Amen, with everything that I am, praise God, because I'd be nothing without him, praise God. I enjoy, amen, coming to you live. God, ask God to rejuvenate you, praise God, and he will, praise God, amen, Jesus, amen, the first thing he did, amen, when he looked out, praise God, it wasn't to prove, amen, to prove to the people that were sitting, because they already believed, that's why they followed him all that way, praise God, but he wanted to prove to his disciples, the ones that were saying it's not enough, he wanted to prove to them, amen, glory be to God, that even with that little bit, if you give thanks, God will still provide. So with your little bit, praise God, give thanks. Amen. Now, I told you I was going to come back, amen, with the question. With the question, amen. Hallelujah. I asked a little question a little earlier. Yeah, amen. Like my mom and them used to ask us, amen, when somebody give us something, praise God. They used to ask us, now what you supposed to say? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And so right now at this moment, amen, I just want to take this, amen, about where your soul will spend eternity, amen. I extend, amen, like they say, the right hand of fellowship. I extend, praise God, an invitation, amen, for you to join the body of Christ, amen. If you do not know God and pardon of your sins, amen. If you do not know him, praise God, for yourself, amen. If you have not confessed, amen, for yourself, amen. I just wanna, amen, Jesus Christ to you, praise God. I tell you, amen, like one of my brothers said before, amen, the way he got saved, somebody said, well, try Jesus, amen. Try Jesus for a week, amen. And if he didn't do anything for you, amen, glory to God, then, amen, I won't tell you nothing else about him, praise God, amen. And he said he's been serving God ever since, amen. So I tell you this today, amen, try Jesus, amen. He'll make everything all right, praise God. He said, take my yoke upon you, learn of
of me. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light, praise God. Amen. What he's telling you, amen, is you don't have to go at it alone, praise God. You don't have to walk this thing by yourself, praise God. He wants to be there with you, amen. He's a good shepherd, amen. He's a bright and morning star, amen. He's the lily of the valley, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he'll be there for you, amen. But you got to believe it. You got to believe that that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins, amen. And that they hung him on the cross, amen. And that they buried him in a borrowed tomb, amen. And when he rose, amen, that he rose on the third day, praise God. Hallelujah. You got to believe that he did all that for you, praise God. They crucified him, nailed him to the cross, amen, pierced him in his side, amen. Hallelujah. Placed a crown of thorns on his head, praise God. You got to believe it for yourself, amen. And so we, the Gospel Soul family, amen, we war for your soul. God and believe God, amen, amen. We intercede and pray for yourself because we believe that God, amen, even your women's group, even your men's group, praise God. You can nominate, amen, your ministry, praise God, for the My Gospel Soul Awards. It's going to be a celebration that you don't want to miss, amen. This is Ben Janice Jackson, and I want everybody to stay true to your gospel soul. Tune in tomorrow, amen, where we will be talking to G-Code, amen, the G-Code, highest standard, amen. You don't want to miss it. Praise God, I love you all, amen, and this is L.A. Will. If you want to know what it is about the My Gospel Soul family, amen, L.A. Will say it's our swagger. Talk to you tomorrow, and remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
Did you see my swagger? My swagger is a look like broke, trying to work like broke, not a work like broke.